for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday evening, May the 22nd, 1987. Memorial Weekend, teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma, is the speaker of the evening. Well, it's a privilege to turn the rest of the service this evening to Brother Tommy. And to those of you who haven't heard him, who are here for the first time, you'll be blessed. He is a blessing. The Lord blesses and flows through him. And we bless him because the Spirit of the Lord rests in him. Brother Tommy Cook from Tulsa.
Praise the Lord.
He's also available for your prayer group or home prayer group. He and Brother Bill will come and minister for you.
Praise the Lord. Let's stand, please. Hallelujah. Father, tonight, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, again for this precious day. We thank you for the words we've heard today, Lord. We thank you for those beautiful services this morning and this afternoon. And God, we thank you for the one tonight. We thank you, Lord, for speaking to us and through us. And again tonight, we ask that you would give all of us a hearing ear, Lord, to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And everybody said, amen. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Anybody ever read the story of Paul on the ship? The shipwreck. And we know that he warned the people and they wouldn't listen to him. And yet God had mercy and sent his angel and gave Paul a word to tell those people on the ship what to do. And I believe there's a storm coming. And the storm that's coming is the day of the Lord. And I believe that the wind that's bringing this storm is the Holy Ghost. God is going to bring this storm that's facing us down the road. And the ship speaks probably of the world system, of the systems of man. But just like on that ship back in Acts, Paul was on, he was a prisoner, but he became the captain. And God has an overcomer, a corporate son, that's coming forth, that's going to take over the nation. How many know the scripture teaches that? The overcomer will rule the nations under Christ, of course, with a rod of iron. Now let's go to the scripture tonight. And you know, at that time, many are going to cry up. And I believe the Lord is going to save as many as he can in this hour when this storm breaks. I believe there's many going to come to Jesus in this hour. I believe that with all of my heart. But let's go to the scriptures. Let's go to Psalms 148, starting there tonight. Psalms 148 in the Bible. And notice in Psalms 148, verse 8, it says, fire and hail and snow and vapors, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. Stormy wind fulfilling his word. I mean, in here tonight's been in a storm lately. Anybody? Well, it's fulfilling his word. Then in Psalms 107, let's turn there. Psalms 107. Praise the Lord. Let me get Mother Bible here. Psalms 107 in the scripture. And let's see here. Let's look at verses 24. These see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. I mean, no deep calls unto deep. For he commandeth, and raises the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven. They go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. And I say, hallelujah. God is bringing man to the end of his wisdom and his wits and his skills. And verse 28, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distresses. He makes the storm a calm, so that the ways thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he brings them into their desired haven. So God commands the stormy winds. Then we go to Isaiah 26. Isaiah 26 in verse 20 and 21. Listen to what God says to us. In Isaiah 26, 20 and 21, the Lord said, "Come, my people," the people of God. "Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers." That's your prayer closet. I mean, oh, Jesus said to go into your closet and pray. That's your, that, of course, you know, that can be in here, but that's your bedchamber. Bedchambers where husband and wife come together. They have an intimacy. They have children. And yet he says, "Come thou into thy chamber, shut thy doors about thee, hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until," which is a time word, "until the indignation be overpassed." And I looked that word indignation up. It means to froth at the mouth. It means a fury, or it means something, anger. Or it means to fully, especially of God's displeasure. That fury, that's especially God's displeasure. And so this coming and indignation, and God said, when it comes, we had better get in our chambers and shut the doors and hide for a moment. Praise the Lord. And we believe God has real intercessors in this hour. And if we're going to be a son, we will be sealed. Amen? Because the intercessors are sealed, if you read Ezekiel chapter 9. Praise the Lord. Turn to Zephaniah 2. Zephaniah chapter 2 in the Old Testament here. Zephaniah. I know you can turn right to it. Zephaniah chapter 2. Now in chapter 1, let's look at chapter 1 first, then we go to chapter 2. And you know, God is going to search Jerusalem with candles. Back in chapter 1 verse 12, he tells us that. And how many know God's turning the light on? And God's dealing with all of us. Isn't that right? Amen. We cannot escape anything. And if there's any darkness in any corner, God's going to deal with us, isn't he? And in chapter 1, verse 14, notice, "The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hasteth greatly, even the voice of the day of the Lord. The mighty man shall cry there," what? Now, turn back to Job just a minute. Hang on there. Let's go to Job. We'll go all the way through the Bible tonight. Maybe. Job, chapter 34, verse 20. Job 34:20. In a moment, Paul said, we shall be changed in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye, at what? The last trump. The last trump. But here he said, in a moment, chapter 34, verse 20, in a moment shall they die. Somebody's being changed and somebody's dying. And the people shall be troubled at midnight. I mean, at midnight there are foolish virgins and there are wise virgins. Midnight is tribulation. Midnight we have the mind of Christ or we do not have his mind. Amen. At midnight we're full of the oil or we are leaking. Come on. At midnight Christ has overshadowed our soul or he has not. At midnight we have the goods or we're seeking to buy the goods. You understand what I'm saying? In a moment shall they die, and the people shall be troubled at midnight and pass away, and somebody, the mighty, shall be taken away without hand. You don't want to be in that group. Now turn back to Zephaniah 1. The verse 14, "The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hasteth greatly. Even the voice of the day of the Lord, the mighty man," there it is again, "the mighty man shall cry there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress." How many know the scripture says, and we'll read it here, that the Lord will bring distress upon all mankind. Are you hearing me? And notice, a day of wasteness, desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, clouds, day of clouds and thick darkness. How many know Satan? How many know Satan is darkness? But yet, it says here, the great day of who? The Lord. Verse 16, a day of the trumpet. There's the last trumpet blowing. And the alarm against the fenced cities and against something. the high towers, and that's not just the building skyscrapers, that is those who are prideful, that he's going to bring down and is bringing down. Verse 17, I will bring distress upon men, that they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against the Lord, and their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as the dung. Neither the silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath. Now, chapter 2, verse 1. Here's what we must do. Gather yourselves together. That's what we've done here. But yet we can come together and not be together. We can be in this camp and we can hear words and we can yet not do what God says. Gather yourselves together. It is not an option. It is a command from the Holy Ghost to you and I. Gather yourselves together. And so much more should we do that by the Holy Ghost as we see that day approaching. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Not just gathering to have a gathering, but being gathered by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Around Christ. Gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation. That's what Peter spoke about, the holy nation, not desired. Or verse 2, before the decree bring forth, and before the day pass as a chaff, and before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, church, he said, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you. What did he say? Seek ye the Lord. All you meek of the earth which have wrought his judgment, seek righteousness. That's the kingdom. That's Jesus. Seek meekness. Because they're going to inherit the earth. Isn't that right? It may be you shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Now turn to Revelation 6. Praise the Lord. Revelation 6, verse 17. The seals have been loosed in chapter 6. And in chapter 6, verse 16. For the great day of his wrath is come. And who shall be able to stand? Question mark. Let's read it again. Everybody read it with me. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Well, in chapter 7, he tells us who will stand. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth. Well, the earth is not square. Hallelujah. And I see a spiritual meaning there more than a natural meaning, although we don't rule out the natural. We can't do that. After these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth. And you have four parts in you. That is your will, your mind, your emotions, and your desires. Some say only three. But there are four parts connected with that soul, however you look at it. Your mind, will, emotions, and desires. How many know man has the mind today to blow up the world and destroy it? But God will not let that happen until there is a people sealed by the Holy Ghost. It will not come. It will not happen until there is a sealing. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad God's going to seal a people? Anybody want to be sealed tonight, brethren? Hallelujah. And so God said, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth. Now, this is the natural winds. You can look at it in the natural. There is four winds in the natural. That the wind shall not blow the earth. That's the earth out there. Nor the sea, nor the tree. Now, that's natural earth, sea, and tree. But how many know this is some earth right here, too? How many know the sea also speaks of humanity? And the tree, how many know we're trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified? And God's not going to let this thing blow until there's a people seal. Verse 2, I saw another angel ascending. Now, we think of angels descending. This one's ascending. Amen? Ascending from the east. East is where the sun comes up. That's where there's light. This one's coming from light, and he's bringing light. How many know we need some light? Jesus is the light of the world. And then he turned around and said, you're like a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. And he said, we were the light of the world. He went back to the Father. And he said, we're the light because his light dwells in us. Amen? And so he said, here that this angel came from the east having something. The seal of the living God. How many believe God's living? life. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till, time word, we have sealed the servants. How many know those are bond servants? Even unto death. Love slaves, if you call them. Even unto death. Notice, and of our God, where? In their foreheads or in their minds. Praise the Lord. So there is a people sealed before judgment. So the scripture says, the great day of his wrath has come, who shall be able to stand? Now go back to 1 Thessalonians 5. Mark 2, 1 Thessalonians 5. Verse 1, but the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write to you, for yourselves know something, that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. I mean, old thief never comes and knocks on your door and says, I'm a thief, I'm coming in. No, he always comes at an hour that you do not expect him. Now, Jesus is not a thief, but his coming is as a thief. And in verse 3, and I could say a lot about that. Verse 3, when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness. That day, what day? The day of the Lord should overtake you as a thief. He said, we're not to be in darkness. Well, if we're not in darkness, what are we in? Light. Verse 5. You're all, it should be, sons of light and the sons of the day. How many know there's a difference in children and sons? We are not of the night nor of darkness. And God is raising up sons of light and sons of the day. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others. Let us not be the five foolish virgins. But let us watch and be sober. Praise the Lord. Go down to verse 9. God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation. That's his full salvation, spirit, soul, and body, by our Lord Jesus Christ. There is a difference in the tribulation and the day of wrath. God never said we would escape tribulation of any kind. How many know tribulation comes? We enter the kingdom by much tribulation. Isn't that right? And yet, the great tribulation is coming upon the church. But God said the day of wrath, that right here in this verse, he has not appointed us to wrath, his people. But the great tribulation, the church is going to be in. Now, let's look at that. Let's turn to Daniel. Let's go to Daniel. And I appreciated Brother Parrish's message this morning and our brother this afternoon. But this morning, I was really touched in the word that God gave Brother Parrish. How many enjoyed that? Amen. Amen. Now let's go to chapter 7 of Daniel. Verse 17, we know that Daniel's dealing with four beasts here in chapter 7. And Daniel 7:17 tells us these great beasts, which are four. And of course we're dealing with Babylon, we're dealing with Medo-Persia, we're dealing with the Grecian Empire, we're dealing with Rome. And coming right on down to the ten kings of the end of the age, these great beasts, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever and forever. Hallelujah. Who's going to do that? The saints of the Most High. Amen. Then down in verse 21, I beheld the same horse, Antichrist, this man of sin. He made war with somebody. And when is this going to happen? In the tribulation. He made war with the saints. Of course, we know there's a war going on now, whether we're in the great tribulation or not. There is a war we're in now. But yet it says here that this horn made war with the saints and did something. Prevailed against them. Now, keep your place. Turn to Revelation 13. Look in verse. Here's a beast coming out of the sea. Now look down in verse 5. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, a full of filth. And power was given unto him to continue. Notice there was power given to him to continue 40 and 2 months. That's 3.5 years. The tribulation is not 7 years. It is 3.5 years. I'm talking about the great tribulation. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God. To blaspheme his name is tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. Verse 7, it was given unto him to make war with who? With the saints. And to do something. To overcome them. And power was given him over kindreds, tongues, and nations. Now, but let's go back to Daniel. Daniel says it just a little different. Back in Daniel 7 now. Look back there in verse 21. I beheld the same horn, made war with the saints, and prevailed against them. What's the next word, though? Until, thank God, until the Ancient of Days came. You say, what does that mean? Well, I just like to say it this way, until Christ comes in a people. Until there's a people receive his power to stand up and overcome. Come on. How many know in your flesh and my flesh, we're not going to overcome anything, whether it be an ant or whatever. It's only by his power. Isn't that right? Until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Hallelujah. That's why we're hearing so much about the kingdom in some circles now, because God's people are going to rise up and take the kingdom, aren't they? Huh? Hallelujah. Now, go back just a minute to chapter 2. Let's see when this happened. Go to Daniel 2. We're coming back to chapter 7. I'm not through there. Daniel chapter 2. I felt this message boiling in me tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many know the Holy Ghost is our teacher? Amen. Daniel 2. That's why we must feed on the Word of God, brethren. Daniel 2, verse 44. Now, look, well, let's go back to 34 first. Then we're coming on up. Verse 34, thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hand, which smote the image upon his feet, that was iron, clay, and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and gold, broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floor, and the wind, which is the Holy Ghost, carried them away, and no place was found for them, and the stone that smote image became something. A great mountain and fill the whole earth. Now, keep your place. You got two fingers there now. Go to Isaiah 2. We won't forget. We're coming back. Isaiah 2. Hallelujah. Isaiah 2, verse 3. It shall come to pass when? In the last days, you believe we're living there? That the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established or prepared in the top of the mountains. And notice, shall be exalted above the hills. And all nations shall flow into it. Now back in Daniel 2, he says that this little stone that was cut out of a mountain hit this image and knocked it down, and it was carried away, and that little stone became a great mountain. Now look up to verse 44. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven, when? In the days of these 10 kings of the end of the age that set up, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Hallelujah. God's kingdom. Verse 45. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, and the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation is sure. Praise the Lord. So there is a people, that little stone is a people that God is raising up that's going to smite that system, that Antichrist system. Amen? And I'm going to show you that some more here in a little bit. Let's go back to Daniel 7. Hallelujah. Daniel 7. Now, You'll notice in verse 25 of chapter 7, and he, this man of sin, this little horn, this Antichrist, shall speak great words against the Most High. That's what we saw in John, Revelation 13. And shall wear out. Anybody feel like you were wore out lately? Yes. Shall wear out the saints. That word wear out, of course, means to wear you out mentally or afflict you or to wear you down. Now look at this. Of the Most High, and shall think to change times and laws. Now these are times and laws he wants to change that will affect him, but God's not going to let it happen. And they, God's people, shall be given into his hand until, here it is, this is exactly what Revelation said, a time, times, and dividing of times. That's 42 months or 3.5 years. But the judgment shall sit, and they, God's people, the saints, come on, shall take away his, hallelujah, dominion. How are they going to do that? By the power of God in them. To consume and destroy it to the end. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, chapter 8. And there was something that gripped me this morning when Brother Parrish was teaching. And he was talking in verse 10. Let's start in verse 10. Let's look at a few scriptures here in chapter 8. In verse 10, it's speaking of this little horn. And we could go into that and teach out of this chapter because God gave me some things out of this chapter for that. But look in verse 10. It waxed great even to the host of heaven, and it cast down some of the host and some of the stars to the ground. And we know God is bringing ministries down. There are many ministers falling, and we must pray that we don't fall. We must pray that we be true to God. Amen? That we have the fortitude and the strength to go on for God. Can you say amen? And we, as our brother said, we must pray for those who have fallen that their souls be not lost. Amen? We need to have compassion for them. But God is bringing stars down. He spoke to that to me 4 years ago or so. I walk in the church, this church, and the Lord said, the stars are falling. And he began to give me the scriptures on it. And so right before the PTL thing collapsed, again, the Lord gave me a word in Tulsa on the stars falling. Now in verse 12, a host was given him against the daily sacrifice. By reason of transgression, it cast down something, the truth, to the ground. It practiced and prospered. He went into that. But look in verse 13, the last part of verse 13. It says to give both the sanctuary and the host to be what? Trodden under foot. Now, how many's got a marginal reference there, right there somewhere? Huh? Who's got one? How many's got Revelation 11, 2? Raise your hand if you got it. Okay, let's go look at it. Revelation 11, 2. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 2. Well, verse 1. There was given me a reed like a rod. The angel stood saying, rise, measure the temple of God. That's God's people. It's not a natural temple. How many know God doesn't dwell in temples made with hands? And the altar and them that worship therein. It's a worshiping people, amen, that have an altar. How many know we need an altar? That speaks of sacrifice, dedication, separation, you know, many things. Verse 2, but the court, the outer court, which is without the temple, leave it out, measure it not. It is given to the nations, the heathen, the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they do, tread underfoot. How long? 42 months. 3.5 years. But at that time, God said, I'll give power or authority to my two witnesses, also 42 months. So there is a people trampled down, and there is a people raised up with God's authority. Are you hearing me? Amen. Now let's go back to Daniel, chapter 8. Look in chapter 8, verse 23. Chapter 8, verse 23. Of course, the horn is broken into four. In verse 23, in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full. God's going to judge something when something's full. When sin is full, iniquity is full, the cup is full, God will judge. And so, just as God is bringing us towards his fullness, the devil's crowd's going towards their fullness. And because, and notice it's the latter time of this kingdom, when these transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences, and we know that God's not the author of darkness, is he? No. Shall stand up, and his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power, because if you go back to Revelation 13, Satan gives the beast his power. Amen? And he shall do something. Now look at this. He shall destroy. The word destroy means corrupt. This man of sin will corrupt somebody wonderfully and prosper and practice. And I like what Brother Norman brought out on that word practice about witchcraft. I believe he'll be involved in all of that. And shall corrupt or destroy who? The mighty. Come on, help me now. And the holy people. Let's see how he'll corrupt them. Well, there's many ways, but this is one. Verse 25. And through his policy, he'll cause craft or deceit to prosper in his hand. He'll magnify himself in his heart, and by peace or prosperity or security shall what? Corrupt or destroy many. By false prosperity and false security. There is a true prosperity in God as we seek the kingdom. Isn't that right? But there is a false prosperity that he will corrupt, destroy who? It says right here, the mighty and the holy people. Is that what your Bible says? All right. Now look at verse 27. What gripped me this morning? When Daniel had this vision, look at the last part of verse 27. I was astonished at the vision, but none understood it. How many know with all of our getting, we must get understanding? Amen? We need understanding at the of the times and the seasons we're living in now, don't we? We need God's discerning to come in our hearts and into the church to warn us, to correct us, and show us the hour that we're living. Now, let's go to chapter 10. Chapter 10. Praise the Lord. Now, let me show you what brings warfare. Chapter 10, verse 12. Then said he to me, this is the angel talking to Daniel, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you did set your heart to do something. Now, I want to tell you, when you set your heart towards God to understand, you're going to have a warfare. Amen? And not only shall you have a warfare, but there was a warfare in the heavenlies also here. He said, when you set your heart to self. And you know, that includes fasting, prayer. Before thy God, thy words were heard, and I'm come for your words, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days, but lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Verse 14, now I'm come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. So as we, with our hearts, seek to understand and to chasten ourselves, there is not only, of course, we not only in a warfare, but there's warfare even in the heavens. Amen? Praise God. But we have to be faithful to the Lord and, of course, do what God says until we get the answer and so forth. All right, let's go to chapter 11. Chapter 11. There's so much in chapter 11 I can't get into. I'm just going to share a little of it. In chapter 11, verse 30, Daniel said, the ships of Shittim shall come against him, therefore he shall be grieved and return and have indignation against something. The holy covenant. How many know we're living under a holy covenant? Devil never makes anything holy. How many know God makes holy covenants? Yes. So shall he do. He shall even return and have by psychic power with them. Now look at this. With them, this is God's people that forsake the holy. He'll have psychic power, intelligence, or understanding with them that forsake the holy covenant. And that is a falling away that Paul talked about in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I know there are those who say we're not going to have a falling away, but we're already in it to a certain degree. And there's more. Amen. Yes, the Spirit's going to be poured out, but there's also those who are turning from God. Jesus said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall what? Wax cold. Amen? Now, look at verse 32. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt. He shall corrupt by flattery. I mean, oh, that's something that's spoken. That's a smooth talk. Smooth word. Huh? I mean, oh, people can't take flattery, some people. Probably most of them. But the people that do know their God. Now, what's that? Shall be strong and do. Now, the word exploits has been put in. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do. Amen? But let's don't stop there like most people do. Let's go on, but I want to change Bibles here real quick. Hallelujah. What verse is that? 33? All right. In verse 33, and they that do something. All right, look down in verse 3 of chapter 12. I want to show this same word that Brother Norman talked about this morning. Chapter 12, verse 3. And they that be wise. Now, that word wise, it means those who are teachers or instructors. But like Brother Norman brought out, it is also evangelism because they're turning many to righteousness or to Jesus or the kingdom. Isn't that right? So back up in chapter 11, verse 32, he said that, but the people that do know their God. Now he said that the wicked, there are those who are going to do wickedly and corrupt by flattery, but the people that know their God shall be strong and do. And then he said, and they that understand are wise, or teachers, or instructors among the people, shall instruct or understand, that also that word means, but shall instruct what? Many, yet. Come on now, let's read the scripture. They shall what? Fall by the sword. How many know this is the sword right here is going to judge us? I mean, there's natural swords. And by the flame. How many know the Holy Ghost is the flame? And captivity. How many know God lets some people go into captivity? Jesus said, you'll go into prison how many days? 10 days. But there's a crown of life waiting. And by spoil, I guess, or plunder, many days. Now, when they shall fall, they shall be helped with a little help, but many shall cleave to them with flattery. I mean, no, you don't need flatteries when you're in trouble. Look at verse 35. Look at verse 35 now. Some of them of understanding, because that's what we're dealing with in verse 33. But in verse 35, some of them of understanding shall what? Fall what for? To try them, to purge them, and to make them white, even to the time of the end, because it is yet for an appointed time. Now look over in chapter 12, verse 10. 12:10. Many shall be, and notice the word many is used over and over. You catch? Many shall be purified, made white, and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Hallelujah. And so we're seeing some beginning to fall. But we must intercede. They don't need flattery. They need our prayers. Can you say amen? Now, while we're there in chapter 12, look there in chapter 12 of Daniel. And I want us to look in verse... Let's see here. 7. And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was up on the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand into heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever that it shall be for a time and times and a half. That's probably 3.5 years. And when he shall have accomplished to do something, to scatter the power of the holy people. Where do you get your power from? Holy Ghost. But how do you get your power? By seeking the Lord. Amen? You get the power is the Holy Ghost, but you get the power by crying out to God Almighty and having a relationship with Jesus Christ. Now here it says he's going to scatter the power of the holy people. Who's the holy people? It is God's people. Well, how many know that's our prayer life? But what causes us to not pray? Three letters. S-I-N. When we're sinning, we're not praying. Come on. And yet he says he'll scatter the power of the holy people. And what hour are we living in? We're living at the time of the end, and we're seeing some of that. How many are having struggles with your prayer life? Be honest. We have to discipline ourselves to seek the Lord, don't we? We have to say no to many things when it comes to prayer. Because when you get on to prayer, you got all kind of things coming to you that you've got to do. And most of the time, it doesn't mean too much, really. Amen? Now, let's see some real overcoming here. Let's turn to the book of Revelation. Let's go to chapter 12. I don't know about you, but I'm glad we're living at this hour. But I pray God gives us more time. I pray that we will get prepared. Amen? And be ready for what's coming. Chapter 12, but we won't be unless we're praying. Look in verse 3 again and 4 where Brother Norman read this morning. There appeared another sign or wonder in heaven. Behold, there was a great red dragon. Now, there's several things that are red. This blood, humanism, the dragon, and the Catholic Church. How many know they're all four red? Having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon the heads. And, of course, the tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven. And I believe that's also ministries that are falling at the end of the age. And the tail ministries, our brother brought us, is in Isaiah chapter 9. Now, the reason I don't believe it's way back yonder somewhere, because if you look up to verse 6, look at verse 6 first of all. The woman fled where? Into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared of God, that they is verse 5, the man-child people that's caught up to the throne, the overcomers, that they should feed her, nourish her, 1,260 days. That's 3.5 years, or 1,260 days. Now, notice two things happen when the man-child is caught up to the throne. The woman goes into the wilderness, and in verse 7, there is war where? Now, Satan had cast his angels out of heaven, totally to the earth. Then notice in verse 7, there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought with who? His angels. Well, how many know they are going to get kicked out? And notice, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And Satan, of course, was cast down to the earth with his angels. They were cast out in verse 9. But look at verse 11. They overcame him. How? By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives to the death. The overcomers. One goes up. One comes down. One goes up and the woman goes into the wilderness. One goes up and there's war in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. But they overcame him by the blood and by their testimony. Chapter 10 of Revelation. Chapter 10 of Revelation. I saw a mighty angel come down from heaven clothed with a cloud and a rainbow upon his head. How many know you see that in chapter 4? I believe this is Jesus personally right here. His face was as it were the S-U-N. How many know his face shone as the sun in Matthew 17? But how many know also God's people in the kingdom that is going to shine as the sun? According to Matthew 13. And his feet as the pillars of fire. Fire speaks of tribulation. Now he is the head, isn't he? Jesus. We are the feet. Paul said Satan must be bruised or crushed. Where? Under our feet. The God of peace. Did you hear that? The God of peace is going to crush him under our feet. Your feet and my feet. He's the head. We're the feet. Now notice what he says here. And notice he's talking about in verse 2. He had his in his hand a little book. And he set it his right foot upon the sea. He set his left foot on thee. And in verse 3, notice, he's like a lion roaring. He's the lion, come on, out of the tribe of Judah. And yet the righteous are as bold as a lion. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voice. Now the one writing this is John, the son of thunder. And he said, there's seven thunders begin to roar. But in verse 2, notice, this one puts his feet. I said, he's the feet, right? I'm head. We are the feet. But where did he put his feet? On the sea? Come on. On the earth. Now go back to Revelation 13. Verse 1. Thank you, Lord. And I sit upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea. And then in verse 11, I beheld another beast. This is the false prophet ministry. Coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb. Hallelujah. But he had dragon breath. He spoke like a dragon. And yet this one in Revelation 10 puts one foot on the sea and one on the earth. And there's a people that will overcome the beast and the false prophet. Not in their strength, not in their power, but in his strength and in his power. Chapter 15 of Revelation. Thank you, Lord. Chapter 15 of Revelation. I saw another sign in heaven. Great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten something. The victory. The word victory means overcome. Those that had overcome. And notice, victory over. To come over something, you overcome something. Isn't that right? They came over the beast, over his image, over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. They were worshiping God. They had overcome the mark, the image here, and the number of the beast. Praise the Lord. And I believe there's a people that God is bringing forth that will overcome. How many can say amen to that?
Amen.
Amen. Now, I want to show you just a couple more scriptures here in closing. And I believe it's essential. We saw earlier that in that day of wrath, that we must go into that prayer closet, into our chamber, and begin to pray. Isn't that right? Because God's coming out of his place to bring, of course, judgment and destruction upon the earth. Now turn to Isaiah 26. Let's look at another scripture here. I believe I heard Brother Miller quote this today somewhere, sometime. But in Isaiah 26, if I can find it, praise the Lord. Okay, thank you. Well, that's not it. Let me get Mother Bible here. Isaiah 26. I'll find it. Hallelujah. Verse 9. 26:9. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in where? The earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn something. They'll learn about the kingdom. They'll learn about Jesus. They'll learn righteousness. And God's judgments will come upon the earth to cause inhabitants to learn of righteousness. Can you say amen? Amen. Well, go to Jeremiah 25. I'm not done yet. I'm through, whatever. Done them some too good, but it'll do. Jeremiah 25. Now look in verse 30. Therefore prophesy thou against all these words, and say to them, Jeremiah, the Lord shall roar from on high, and utter his voice from his holy habitation. How many know where his habitation today? He shall mightily roar upon his habitation. He shall give a shout. That's what Paul said in Thessalonians. As they that tread the grapes against the inhabitants of the earth. Verse 31. a noise shall come even to the ends of the earth, for the Lord hath a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the sword, saith the Lord. And thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the coast of the earth, and the slain of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented, neither gathered nor buried. They shall be dung upon the ground. Howl, ye shepherds, and cry and wallow yourselves in the ashes, ye principal of the flock. For the days of your slaughter and of your dispersions are accomplished, and ye shall fall like a pleasant vessel. And the shepherd shall have no way to flee, nor the principal of the flock to escape. A voice of the cry of the shepherds and howling of the flock, and so forth. How many know that's pretty tough? How many know we need some real, true shepherds raised up? God-fearing shepherds that have a heart for God and for His people. Amen? Turn to Isaiah 66. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 66, look in verse 15. For behold, the Lord will come with fire. You know, He's coming. He's coming in, saints. And yet He's coming with saints. He's coming in clouds. And yet He's coming with clouds. He's coming in fire, and yet He's coming with fire. How many know that scripture? For behold, the Lord will come with fire, and with His chariots like a whirlwind, to render His anger with fury and His rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire, which is the Holy Ghost, and by His word, the sword, will the Lord plead with all flesh. And the slain of the Lord shall be many. The slain of the Lord shall be many. Turn to 2 Thessalonians 2. Hallelujah. In verse 3, Paul said, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day the day of the Lord shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of destruction, of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that's called God, or that is worshipped, so that he is God's. He's going to do something. He's going to sit in the... How many know he's there tonight? How many know there's a man of sin in the church tonight, already sitting in the temple? How many know that word, that temple there, is the same word where it says your body is the temple, come on, of the Holy Ghost? I mean, we have to kick him out. We have to deal with him. Amen. Daily. We have to deal with that beast in us. Isn't that right? We have to crucify our flesh. We have to die daily. That's what Paul said. Verse 8. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Verse 11, for this cause God shall send them what? Strong delusion, that they should believe it should be the lie. Four times in the Greek it talks about the lie. Well, how many know the lie is Satan, demons, and the beast in you? How many know he's a liar? That old nature. Amen? As well as the man of sin. And God is going to deal with us. He's dealing with us today, isn't he? He wants to clean us up. Hallelujah. I mean, oh, Jesus said he's standing in the holy place. The souls of men are running the church today in most places. Instead of the mind of Christ, it's the beast that's ruling and reigning. And God is going to change that, isn't he? Amen? Amen. Let's stand. Praise the Lord. It's going to take a travail on your part and my part. We can no longer live the way we once lived. And you can't go back to the way you lived yesterday and last week. Because the more light we have, the more God requires of you and me. Isn't that right? Let's just raise our hands and praise him a minute. Lord, we love you tonight. We worship you, Lord. God, we thank you that your judgments are coming in the earth. Lord, that mankind may learn righteousness. That mankind, Lord, will know Jesus. That mankind will know of your kingdom. And Lord, we thank you that you're going to administer that judgment through a holy people. Through a people that's judged themselves, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We honor you tonight, Lord. Lord, again, forgive us of our iniquities. Forgive us of our failings, of our sin, O Lord, that besets us and the weights that cling to us, O God. Wash us, we pray thee, Lord God. Set us free by your blood, Lord. Cleanse thy people, we pray. Hallelujah. And God, again tonight, as we heard this afternoon, give us a hearing ear. Give us a discerning heart. That we know that we may know the hour, Lord, that we're living in. That we be not deceived, O God. Lord, keep us from error. Keep us from deception, Lord, and delusion. Lord, help us to correctly, accurately divide the Word of God. Keep us from pride and haughtiness, O God. Lord, if there be any pride in us, if there be any self-righteousness in us, God, forgive us and wash us by your blood and cleanse us this day. Help us again to humble ourselves under your mighty hand, Lord. And you said you would raise us up in due season. Oh, Heavenly Father, raise us up as we go down, Lord, and do a great work in us, Father. Mighty God, we pray for this camp. We pray for Lake Hamilton. We pray for your people. God, that you'll finish your work in us, Lord. That you'll do a work in the next few days in us, Lord. That we'll hear from heaven, God, afresh and anew. That your angelic host will walk among us and minister even as you would direct, Lord. That the Spirit would quicken us. That you would give us visions and dreams by the Holy Ghost, Lord. And let us, Lord God, hear what the men of God and women of God have to say, Lord. Help us not hide, oh God, our hearts and our ears from the truth. But help us to open our hearts, we pray. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I want Brother Trench to come. Where's Brother Trench? Brother Trench. Praise the Lord. I want to minister to Brother Trench. How many appreciate this brother? Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We appreciate it. Reach your hands out to Brother Trench. Hallelujah. My son, the hand of the Lord is upon thee. And my love I place within thee. My goodness is at thy side, saith the Lord. And truly thy feet, my son, shall go many places in this hour. For truly I shall direct thy footsteps. For I have said in my word that the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. And I have ordered thy footsteps. And yea, thou art going to march at my command and at my direction, saith the Lord. And I have given thee eyes to see, not only physical eyes, but I have given thee a seeing heart and a seeing eye by the Spirit, saith the Lord. And I have caused you to hear my voice and my word, saith the Lord. And because of thy obedience, know that I shall stand with thee, my son, and I shall cause you to inherit the land. And thou shalt not only inherit, but you'll eat the good of the land, saith the Lord, because of your obedience. So rebel not, my son, but yea, open thy heart unto me, and I'll show you great and mighty things yet you know not of. I'll reveal myself unto thee, my son. Yea, I'll show you myself. My arm is outstretched unto thee. My hand is upon thee. For as my hand came upon Elisha, yea, as the minstrel played, my hand has come upon thee to minister life and truth. Yea, my hand, my son, is upon thee. Rejoice and know that thy God is with thee, and that he does direct thee,
oh,
saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless my brother, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Love you, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise our God. Let's praise our God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I want our sister back here in the white. Come right up. Yes. Amen. You. Amen. Our sister. Yes. Come up. Praise the Lord. Let's reach your hands out. Let's stand the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I put treasures within thee. I put my jewels within that treasure chest, saith the Lord. Yea, I put my abundance within thee. So rejoice. But the Lord would also say, hide not your light under a bushel. For I said the candlestick must be out in front where others can see. Yea, do not hide that which I've given thee. But oh, speak forth that which the Lord has put in thy heart. And as you speak forth, know that my joy shall flow out. Know that my life shall penetrate. And know that my daughter, others shall be touched because of your obedience. So this is the time your light must shine. Yea, your light must shine at this time. And that those jewels and that truth I put in thee shall be a blessing to many. So speak forth. Hold not thy peace any longer, but obey thy law. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise it. Let's praise it. Amen. I want the sister in the red. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Reach your hands out to her. Will you do that? Blessed be the Lord. Handabakato bohoya. For thou art the handmaiden of the Lord. Know that the hand of the Lord is upon thee. Know that his love is within thee. And surely, my daughter, thou shalt prophesy, and thou shalt speak the word of the Lord. So yea, the Lord would say, hearken thou to his voice. Hear thou the word of the Lord, for the word of the Lord is nigh thee this night. Hearken thou, obey the voice of the Lord, for truly the hand of the Lord is upon thee to prophesy and to minister life to my people, saith the Lord. Receive it, sister, receive it. Receive it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How many need a miracle in your life tonight? Amen. I want you to start coming up one by one if you need a miracle. And I'm going to agree with God with you tonight. I believe this is what God spoke to me earlier. Who's first? Come up. Hallelujah. Bill, I want you to stand 2 feet behind him. Come right on, brother. Praise the Lord. What is your need tonight? What miracle do you need tonight? Okay. Let's reach your hands up to him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for this man. And Lord, we bind the powers of the enemy that's worked against his body and against his mind in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you to touch his vision, his hearing, and his physical being tonight, Lord. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We rebuke this physical condition. We ask, Lord, that you heal this man. We bind the powers of darkness over him, Lord. And we loose him. We loose him with the light of God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Open up and ask Jesus to come right into your heart. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. Fill me with thy spirit, O Lord. Fill me with thy spirit. Reach your hands out to him. That's it. Go right on. Speak it out. That's it. That's it. Speak it out. Speak it out. Speak it out. Amen. Keep speaking. Stay right there and speak some more. Who's next? Right here. Sister, what is your need tonight? Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, you've heard her request. We pray that they'll pray together, Lord, and seek thy face together. We ask it in Jesus' name, Lord. And we pray that you bind them together in the Spirit, Lord. And we thank you for this fellowship and union in Jesus' name. Amen. And right on, sister. Praise the Lord. Lord, we ask a miracle in this body right now. We come against that spirit in her body. We stand against that condition. Lord, we ask a deliverance and a heat. Oh, hallelujah. Within her body, in the name of Jesus, Father. Amen. Come right on, sister. Daniel, you're next.
I have a precious grandson out of Belton.
Father God, we bind this thing in the name of Jesus. We ask the Holy Spirit to touch him tonight, Lord. We bind that thing right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we loose that man from this condition. We ask the Holy Spirit to deliver him, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Who's next? Who's your next name? Spiritual. Lord, open Daniel's ears, Lord God, to hear the truth. We ask it in the name of Jesus, Lord. Give him ears to hear, spiritual ears, Father. We ask it in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we believe for my brother and with him in Jesus' name. Amen. Who's next? Come right on. Come right on.
I need a spiritual lightning. I can't retain it for some
Okay. reason. Dear Lord, give her that retention she needs, Lord. Help her to retain the word of God. We bind the spirits that would hinder her mind. We bind the spirits in the name of Jesus. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we loose her. We loose her to hear in Jesus' name and retain. Praise the Lord.
I have a spur on my heel.
Okay. Father, we come against that spur on her heel in the name of Jesus. We curse that thing in the name of Jesus. We ask your power to flow into her foot and into her heel right now, dear Lord. Deliver her, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Come right on, sister. You take medication? Okay, that could be part of it. But Lord, we deal with this. We come against this ringing in the ear and this bladder infection. We ask the power of the Holy Ghost to flow into her ears and into her blood. Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. I believe, sister. Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, you hear all five of these needs. Lord, we ask for the spiritual, the mental, and the physical, Lord, to fall into place. Dear Lord, we ask a miracle on all five things in my brother's life. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you swiftly move within his heart, Lord, and within his body, and within his family, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, amen. Amen. Come right on, sister. Okay. Father God, touch her left ankle, we pray today. We come against that physical condition. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask the power of the living God to go into her foot, her ankle, her legs, Lord, and hallelujah, and deliver her, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, sister. Brother?
I need someone to bear more fruit and knowledge of him, and I need a healing in my family, and I need a physical.
Yes, touch his physical body tonight, first of all, Lord, we ask. There it is. It's going right into you. In the name of Jesus, we drive out that, hallelujah. We drive that condition out of your body in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
The doctor has just said that the heart problems are just blocked.
Yes. Yes, amen. Dear Lord, we come against this blockage. We come against this thing of medication, God. We ask that you would heal her body, Lord, where she wouldn't have to take this stuff, Lord. We ask the Holy Spirit right now to touch her heart. And Lord, touch her nerves. Touch her throughout, Lord, her whole being from her head to her foot. Her emotions, her nerves, her mind. We stand against, Lord, this thing in the name of Jesus. This stress, this strain. We rebuke it in Jesus' name. Dear Father, we ask a miracle from heaven to come into my sister's physical body tonight and into her nervous system and deliver and heal her. We ask it, dear God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Amen and amen. God bless you, sister.
Hearing problem and blocking fever
and nerves. Amen. Father, touch his hearing tonight. We ask the Holy Spirit to touch his physical ears. And this urinary tract, Lord, we ask the healing virtue of Christ to flow into that area. That blockage, we come against it in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's coming into you, brother. Receive it. Let it come. Let it flow in there. Let it flow. Oh, hallelujah. Let it just flow right in you. In the name of Jesus, that hearing must be unstopped. And this thing must be unstopped. In the name of Jesus, amen. And amen. And amen. Lord,
in addition to that, it's caused a muscle spasm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Reach your hands out to Frankie. Would you do that? Father God, we ask you to touch our sister's heart tonight. Lord, we ask the power of the Christ to come right into that heart and right down into her back, Lord, where she has those spasms. We rebuke this condition. We rebuke this condition in the heart, in the muscles, Lord, in the valves, Lord, in the bloodstream. We command this heart to function. Oh, hallelujah. We command this heart to function normally. And be well, be well. We speak to your heart to be well in Jesus' name. And these spasms to leave my sister's back. Dear God, we ask a miracle of healing in her body tonight. And we thank you, Jesus. You are the healer. You are the deliverer, Lord. And we thank you for touching Frankie tonight, my God. We thank you, my God. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. And the Lord says, fear not, my daughter. Fear not thou what the enemy would say to thy mind. Yea, rebuke him, saith the Lord. Take authority over him. For I, the Lord, I am thy God, and I've heard your cry and your petition. Fret thou thyself no more. I've said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Rejoice in thy God and exercise thy faith, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Jim. Lord, touch his spine, his neck, and his knees tonight, Lord. We ask that you touch our brother's neck, Lord. Go right down his back, Lord, and down into his knees, Father God. We ask the power of the Holy Spirit to touch Jim tonight, Lord, from the top to the bottom, Lord, throughout his whole being. Heal him, Lord. Touch Brother Jim and deliver him, Lord, we pray thee in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Yes, Father, we ask you to touch her stomach and her nerves tonight. Dear Father, we ask the healing virtue of Christ, the fire of the Lord, to go right in that stomach area and burn out the condition, Father. Dear Father, pour in your spirit, pour in your oil, pour in your... Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Okay. Father, we come against the spirit of arthritis through her body, through her arms and through her legs, and also through this son. Father, we rebuke this arthritis. Come out of her in Jesus' name. Loose her in the name of Jesus. You foul spirit of arthritis, we come against you, and we loose this woman. We command all of you to loose her body. Come out of her arms and her legs in Jesus' name. We set her free in the name of Jesus. Come out of that son also. We ask it in the name of Jesus, by the power of Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Lord, touch her and her family tonight. Touch her and her husband and her family, dear Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray that you would woo and draw them by the Spirit of God. Lord God, let there be a total commitment, a total selling out unto thee, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray. We rebuke the powers of the enemy over this mind. Lord, we ask the Spirit of God to touch her tonight and to draw her and her husband and family together, Lord, to you, Lord. Let there be a total commitment, Lord. Let there be no holding back, no reservation any longer. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Father, touch her ears tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, your word says you've given the hearing ear. Lord, we ask that you would give her hearing in both her ears tonight. We ask a miracle of hearing in the physical, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We come against this hearing problem. We rebuke this thing in the name of Jesus. And we, Lord, we just rebuke this thing. Command the hearing to come in Jesus' name. In Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen and amen. Let's really pray for your heart. Reach your hands out. We're going to pray for this man's heart. Dear Father, we ask the Holy Spirit to touch his heart. We ask a miracle of healing go into this heart, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and into his back. Father, we ask that you would heal our brother where he wouldn't have to be on this medication, Lord. We ask the power of the Christ, the Son of the living God, to flow down into this heart. We pray for a miracle, oh, hallelujah, of healing in his body tonight. We ask it in the name of Jesus. We command that heart, those valves, and whatever the problem is, to open up. Open up. Open up in the name of Jesus and come out of him and loose his heart. We ask it and believe it and declare it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Our brother here.
The body of my mind.
Oh, yeah. Father, touch his mind tonight. And touch his physical being, Lord. Father, take away this sleepiness that comes upon him. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus. We rebuke this sleepiness. We rebuke this spirit. We rebuke this heaviness. We rebuke this thing from his mind and his body. Dear Lord, we ask a miracle of healing to flow into him, Lord, to reign in him, to rule in him, in Jesus' name. And give him an ear to hear the truth, Lord, and to walk in it, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. You're going to see a difference.
That's my growth.
Your what?
My growth.
Where's it at, honey? On your body?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, is it inwardly or outwardly? Inside? Outside or inside?
Outside.
Okay, Lord, touch her little body today. We pray the Holy Spirit would touch this growth. We rebuke this growth in the name of Jesus. We ask the power of the Christ to flow into her little body. We come against that growth in Jesus' name. Let your healing virtue flow through her, Lord. We plead the blood of Christ over this child and the healing hand of the Lord to come upon her and deliver her, we pray. We ask it and believe it, Lord. Let the fire of God burn that thing out in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, sister. Your physical eyesight? Okay. Okay, dear Father, touch her eyesight and touch her hearing tonight. Dear Father, you are a miracle worker. And we ask that you would touch her eyes and ears tonight in the name of Jesus. We ask the power of the living Christ to flow into my sister's body. We rebuke this thing in her eyes and ears. And we loose her from it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, my sister. Praise the Lord. Right eye? Okay. Father, we come against that cataract in the name of Jesus. We curse that thing. Lord, we remember that woman in Michigan. You took that cataract right off. And Lord, as you did it for her, you can do it for this lady. Father God, we rebuke this. Oh, hallelujah. I rebuke that cataract. I command it to come off of that eye. Come out of that eye in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your power flow into her physical being. Into that eye right now, tonight, Lord. We ask a miracle of healing. In Jesus' name. Woo, glory. Believe it, sister. Believe it. Uh-huh. Okay, Father, we come against that condition in the left foot and against this insomnia. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Lord, give her a good night's rest tonight. We take authority over anything that would steal and rob her rest. You've given us sleep, Lord. You've given the righteous sleep. And so, Lord, we ask a miracle in her sleep and in her foot. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Raymond?
My left ankle has been hurt.
Father, touch his left ankle, we pray tonight. We ask the power of the Lord go into his foot. Lord, we ask a miracle of healing in his foot in Jesus' name. Dear God, we thank you and we praise you for our brother's healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear Father, we come against this tension and pain in her back. We command this thing to loose her now and leave her. We rebuke all the tension, the pain, the stress, the agony to go. We command all of it to go out of this body in the name of Jesus. By the power of the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father. Glory to God. Amen. It's going. It's going. Father, we come against this condition there in that area of her body. We rebuke these cysts in the name of Jesus. We curse them, Father. We ask that you put your hand upon her tonight, Lord. We ask that you would loose her from this, Father. We bind the powers of darkness. We bind that condition in her body. And we loose her from it in Jesus' name. By the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, amen and amen. Come right on, sister. Hallelujah. Father, she wants confirmation of the will of God. Heavenly Father, we pray you would speak to her, that you would quicken her, Lord, that you would take away the heaviness, Lord, the doubt and the unbelief. We pray the power of the Lord come upon her and minister life to her, Lord. I rebuke all the heaviness, the sorrow, and the agony, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I loose her from it. Let your joy, your peace, and your love penetrate this sister. Lord, confirm that which she needs, I pray in this hour. Speak to her. Speak to others for her, Lord. We ask it. Believe it. Lord, and especially in the night season, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. Okay. Father, touch her neck tonight and her gallbladder. We come against this neck condition and the gallbladder. We ask the power of the Lord to go into her body now, her physical body, her neck and gallbladder. God, we ask a miracle of healing. Go down straight into her body all the way through. That shaft of light just flood her physical being in Jesus' name and heal that gallbladder neck. And Lord, we pray for this business that the power of the Lord would flow into their business and cause... Lord, bring a change. Turn the thing around for your glory. Amen and amen and amen. A few more here and then we'll be through. Praise the Lord, brother. Lord, he wants faith and humility. Hallelujah. Lord, you honor that request. We thank you for that. We thank you for the faith of Jesus to come in this young man. And your humbleness, Lord, your humility. Heavenly Father, we ask you to fill him up with faith and humility. You said be clothed with humility. Lord, cause him to put the garment on him. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you. And give him that grace with it in Jesus' name. Bless you, son. Praise the Lord. Amen. Lord, touch this diabetic situation. We pray. God, we ask the Holy Spirit to touch his body. Dear God, we ask a miracle in the name of Jesus in his body. And show him how to eat properly, Lord. Show him how to eat properly, we pray. And Lord, we just pray for this miracle in this area. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Sister. Okay. Father, touch this grandson tonight. We come against leukemia in the name of the Lord. We ask a miracle of healing. We curse that thing in Jesus' name. We ask the power of the living Christ to flow into this young grandson, Father. We ask a miracle from heaven to touch him tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, dear Father, touch that young 7-year-old boy. We ask it in Jesus' name. And touch this grandmother, Lord. God, we ask that you minister life to her in this camp. Strengthen her tonight, Lord. Strengthen my sister and quicken her by the power of the Holy Ghost, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Dear Father, we come against this condition in his body. We ask a healing and a mending of the shoulder, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we speak to the shoulder to be knit, to be healed, back together properly, and the way you formed it, Lord. And we thank you, Father. We ask a miracle of healing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Little sister, what's your need tonight? Okay, Lord, you heard that. We just command that thing to leave her in the name of Jesus. We command that thing to leave her, that which she said, Lord. I speak against it. I come against it in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for your healing and your delivering power over it. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Was that your dog? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Father, touch her head tonight. We come against headaches. We come against pain. That would rack her body, Lord. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I ask the Holy Spirit to deliver her. We come against these sinus headaches. We come against this spirit in the name of Jesus. And we ask the healing virtue of Jesus to flow into her brain, her head, and deliver her, Father. We ask it in Jesus' name. Restore, Lord. Amen. Amen. My brother from Colorado Springs. Father, we ask the Holy Ghost to touch him tonight. We curse these shingles in the name of Jesus. We rebuke this condition. Heavenly Father, let your fire, your light, your power, oh, hallelujah, come into him, Lord. Deliver him. Deliver him. Deliver him. Heal him, Lord. Tonight we ask it and believe it for my brother in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Brother Miller, hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.